In this episode, you'll discover the real reason change feels impossible and the surprising truth about what's actually holding you back. Welcome to Takeout Therapy Mini Session. I'm Rebecca Hunter, here to bring you a short, therapy-informed insight for your week with mindfulness, self-compassion, and a lot less overthinking. This episode is for the busy empath ready to feel more grounded and navigate life with way less chaos. Find more tools anytime at takeouttherapy.com. Well, hello, friend. I'm so glad you stopped in for this short episode. If last week's session got you thinking about how stuck life feels sometimes, this episode will explain why it's so hard to actually shake things up. I'm recording this as a follow-up because understanding the brain and body's resistance to change is the key to finally moving forward without all the shame and self-blame, because when change doesn't happen, but we want it to, we go straight to self-blame. I hear this all the time. Why can't I just do this already, make this change, institute this habit? What's wrong with me? What am I doing wrong? Whether it's saying no to yet another obligation, or taking that class finally that you keep talking about, or even putting yourself out there to make a new friend. The problem isn't your lack of discipline or that you're unmotivated or lazy. It's that your brain is built to keep things the same because sameness feels safe. Familiarity gets prioritized over possibility. Your body follows along, right? The tightening, the resistance, maybe shutting down when anything feels uncertain. That's not failure. That's just a protective loop. You're not broken. You're just part of your body and brain's patterns. Here's the real issue as I see it. The longer we repeat those patterns, the more convinced we become that we can't change. And then we start to internalize this stuckness as identity. And we say things like, this is just how I am, or this is how life is. And we stop reaching and we avoid discomfort, even the kind that might lead to what we actually want, which I think is just fascinating. And sadly, when we retreat like that, our life gets smaller. We just stay in this little loop, not because we really want to, but because it's just what our brain and body does, and it feels safer than the unknown. But I know you. I know you want to change. That's why you listen to this podcast. You have areas of your life that you want expansion. You want to try new things. You want to feel excited by something unexpected. You want to connect with people, ideas, and experiences that remind you you're still alive and still growing. And I promise you that kind of change doesn't require a huge transformation. It just starts with curiosity and a willingness to stretch just a little. So today, quickly, I want to teach you about how to start teaching your brain and body that change is not unsafe, actually, and it's what you want. The most important thing is you can't just dump change on your brain and body, or you know how it goes. It might work for a little bit, but sooner or later, the change falls away because of the pattern that I'm talking about. So start really small. Pick something that's not a super serious area of your life that you want to experiment with change. Something low stakes, but different. So an example of this would be taking that class you want to take or trying to put yourself out there to make a new friend. Not super serious, but a nice low stakes expansion. And then the second thing is you have to expect discomfort. You're teaching your body something new, something that it's been teaching you, right? And you're just kind of taking over and teaching your body that it's totally okay to do new things. You will absolutely want to bail, and that is really appropriate. Just take some slow breaths and stay in it. Convince your body and your brain that it's a good thing. So what you have to do really when you're making change is to retrain safety. Every tiny success updates your brain software. It teaches your brain and your body, like, this is new, and I'm capable of that, and it's okay. It's not unsafe. You see, change isn't a matter of willpower. It's a matter of wiring. We look to neuroscience and body science for the answers here, and you can absolutely rewire. Just start small. Teach your brain that different doesn't mean dangerous. Let it be awkward. Let it be playful and imperfect. That is how we begin again. That's your mini session for today. If you know someone who might find this helpful, just forward it along and tune in on Friday for another week of personal growth work to move you forward. Thanks for listening. And until next time, be really kind to yourself, friend.